Welcome to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum daily requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Artie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Artie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemist, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Ford, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy. Good afternoon, everyone. This is Arnie Gitomer, and welcome to the Wilner Window. For those of you who might be first-time listeners, the focus of our show is nutritional supplements, vitamins, herbs, homeopathic remedies, and how to properly use them. And joining me this afternoon is my partner and good buddy, Don Goldberg.
Thank you, Arnie. I think we do have to let everybody know that I had a last-minute problem and couldn't make it into the studio live today, so I'm sort of on the guest line here on the phone. But we'll make do as best we can.
Well, that's why I can't see you.
That's why you can't. Right. That's why you knew there was a problem, but you couldn't quite put your finger on it.
There you go. And also joining us live and in person, our medical expert, the eminent diagnostician, Dr. Richard Podell.
Yeah, and last week I couldn't diagnose when my car died about 50 feet from the Lincoln Tunnel.
You so have luck with the Lincoln Tunnel.
That's the second time in six years that we've been here, yes. Welcome. And Don, I can see perfectly well.
You talk about diagnostician, boy.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, last week we brought you folks up to date on one of the more interesting new supplements, flax lignans. And, you know, we find certain supplements to be especially interesting for two reasons. Well, for one thing, they're very useful. In other words, they significantly improve our health or they help to prevent some very serious health problems. For another, there's scientific evidence that they really work rather than just provide a lot of marketing hype.
All right, so last week we spoke about the flax lignans. Well, this week we want to bring you up to date on another supplement that meets those same requirements as something we really find interesting. What is it? Green tea. Now, the interesting thing about green tea is that not only is it thought to be beneficial to our health and supported by scientific research, but it is also the subject of a lot of marketing effort as well. So, while you might not have heard so much about flax lignans, you certainly have been hearing a lot about green tea. Numerous green tea products are being advertised on the radio and even TV. Even mainstream companies like Lipton are now advertising green tea drinks. What we want to do today is fill you in on why green tea continues to be of so much interest, or to be more accurate, is becoming more and more interesting, and to perhaps give you some guidelines on what type of green tea supplements you might want to be purchasing.
Good idea, Don. And, well, why so much interest in green tea? Well, primarily because of the numerous studies that indicate it protects against certain types of cancer. In addition, it's been shown to be protective against certain types of heart disease, tooth decay, and even effective as a weight loss agent.
Okay, is green tea really this good, or is it just wishful thinking? Is there good science behind it, or is it just a lot of marketing hype by people who want to sell various types of green tea products and supplements? Well, to answer the question, nothing would beat a good series of controlled clinical studies in humans. Unfortunately, as you know, that's hard to come by when the substance is not patentable, like green tea is not patentable. But there is another measure of just how seriously green tea is being taken by the scientific community, and that is the amount of research being done in an attempt to identify the mechanism of action and the active components in green tea, which probably would be patentable.
Now, after all, if researchers are devoting time to identify the mechanism of action they must believe that it indeed has an action. In other words, they are convinced that green tea does indeed prevent certain cancers, for example. And sure enough, we have seen a number of studies devoted to just this purpose, attempting to identify the mechanism of action of green tea.
Now, we're not going to try and bore you with the details, and we're not going to try and impress you with a bunch of fancy chemical names. I do that in the office, not here. So, let's just run through a few quick ideas, though. There was a study at the University of Rochester Medical Center identifying what they call a chaperone protein called HSP90. Cancer cells have increased levels of this protein, and green tea may affect the level of HSP90. They speculate that when the EGCG, that's a component of green tea, binds to the HSP90, who said we're not going to use all these terms, anyway, it prevents that protein from activating certain receptors, which in turn create a cascade of events that activate harmful genes and make cancer cells be cancerous.
So, another potential mechanism for green tea's action was developed at the University of Wisconsin and Case Western Reserve University in Cleveland. They based their work on the fact that green tea polyphenols reduce levels of insulin-like growth factor 1, also known as IGF-1. And IGF-1 is associated with a higher risk of several cancers, including prostate, breast, lung, and colon cancer.
And finally, research at Kyushu University in Japan reported last year that EGCG from green tea might inhibit tumor growth by binding to yet a different receptor on the cells, one they call 67-KDA laminin. This receptor is thought to be involved in the spread of cancers throughout the body.
Okay, well, now, the point of all this, again, is not to impress you with big words, but is, and, you know, we're not trying to have you become experts in biochemistry. The point is that all of this research is being done because the scientific community is sufficiently impressed with green tea's potential. I guess we should be as well.
All right, so what do we do about all of this? Well, for one thing, we could start to drink more green tea. Green tea is certainly easy to get. It's easy to brew. You can buy green tea in tea bags or bulk, straight up, flavored, decaffeinated. You can buy it in bottles, ready to drink. We carry several brands at Wilner Chemist in the refrigerated section as well.
I assume it even hums a little tune for you.
Yeah, right? Yeah, my cell phone's going off in my pocket.
Okay. While you turn off your cell phone, I will point out that there are many variations. What is the difference between green tea, oolong tea, black tea, and so forth? Actually, it's primarily the degree of fermentation or aging of the tea leaves. They all start pretty much with the same basic tea, but the green tea is fermented the least, the oolong tea a little bit longer, and the black tea the most. Is there as much benefit in drinking black tea as green tea? I don't think we really know for sure yet, but it doesn't seem as there's quite as much, but there is some benefit to black tea as well. For one thing, however, there are certainly a lot more studies being done on green tea than on black tea in this regard.
Okay, now let's get serious. What about green tea supplements? There's a lot of advertising out there for various types of green tea supplements. I'm sure you guys carry all sorts of them at Wilner Chemist. Is there any validity to taking green tea supplements as opposed to green tea itself? And if so, what's the best type to take?
Okay, well, this indeed is the key question. I think the reason for taking green tea supplements is the same as for taking any vitamin or mineral supplement. It's not to be thought of as a substitute for the native food or drink in this case, but some people don't like the taste of tea, and perhaps more important, those people who are at greater risk or more concerned about cancer prevention, heart disease, weight loss, and so on, want to be taking therapeutic amounts of green tea, not just the amount that you would get from a beverage, and the easiest way to do that, of course, is by taking it in supplement form. Now, some of the supplements being advertised heavily, however, may not be offering as much benefit as others. Some of them, for example, are liquid extracts or concentrates, and others are capsules and tablets. What's the difference? Which one is better?
Well, stop and think about it for a moment. Each time you brew a cup of tea, you're making essentially a liquid extract of that tea using the process of infusion. Using hot water, you're extracting the hot water-soluble components of green tea from the leaves. The hotter the water, the more you extract. The longer you leave it exposed to the water, the more you extract.
Now, of course, what's interesting, my mother and her mother before her, without knowing it, were preparing very strong liquid tea extracts. They would put a number of tea bags into a little teapot, they'd pour in the hot water, and they'd let it sit and steep for a long time. Then they would pour a small amount of this concentrate that they prepared into their cup, add more hot water, and thereby prepare cups of tea over a long period of time from that concentrate. Well, some of those liquid tea, those liquid green tea concentrates being heavily advertised and sold in stores, I suspect, are nothing more than grandma's tea concentrates. Not necessarily a bad thing, but, you know, you can do the same thing. Or you can buy it in a dropper bottle if you want to. I just think it's a bit of a steep price to pay, pun intended.
On the other hand, many of the liquid green tea supplements claim to be more than that. They claim to be standardized, and perhaps more important, standardized to levels of certain ingredients in ratios and quantities that are not in the same proportions you would find naturally in green tea. So what gives? Is this a good thing or bad? Well, Don and I looked at four different liquid green tea supplements. Some claim 90% polyphenol content, one claimed 95% polyphenol content. What was most interesting was the different EGCG content being claimed on the label. While all of the products claim to have 90 to 95% polyphenol content, the range of EGCG content ran from 30 to 50 to 55%.
Well, now, how can that be? There must be a natural ratio of EGCG, one of the polyphenols in green tea, to the total. If you start with green tea and you dry it, or you extract it with water, shouldn't you always have approximately the same ratio of water-soluble components in the final extract?
In other words, what you're asking, Don, is that if you concentrate green tea or do a hot water extraction and end up with the same amount of total polyphenols, how can one product end up with almost twice as much of EGCG as the other?
Well, we will answer that question, and we'll talk about green tea capsules and even give you our recommendations for choosing a good green tea supplement right after this next break. Our phone number here in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. We'll take your questions about vitamins, minerals, herbs, green tea, just about anything else. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Don Goldberg.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
And we'll all be back after these messages.
When it comes to health and wellness, TwinLab has your answer for life. For 35 years, we at TwinLab have had the privilege of providing you with vitamins, minerals, and specialty supplements which address your individual health concerns. Products like OcuGuard Plus for eye health with clinically proven lutein, an important nutritional component which promotes healthy vision. Like blood pressure control with clinically proven C12 peptide, helping to maintain healthy blood pressure levels. And like Daily One Caps, our number one multivitamin containing 20 essential nutrients and a perfect balance for optimal health and wellness. Now more than ever, TwinLab is committed to keeping you informed of the latest breakthroughs in science. So call us toll-free at 800-645-5626 with your health questions. That's 800-645-5626. For healthy solutions from a brand you can trust, turn to TwinLab. Answers for life. These cases have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
As you know, we always try to offer you a great deal on Doctor's Best nutritional supplements. Well, here's one great deal. Glucosamine chondroitin MSM in combination is now on sale at half price. These three nutrients, glucosamine, chondroitin, and MSM, work together to alleviate the inflammation and pain of arthritis and other types of joint problems. You can take them separately, but why not take advantage of the synergistic action of all three together? And why not take advantage of this great pricing from Doctor's Best, one half price? You can choose either the 120 or the 240 capsule size. Both are half price. How can you pass up a deal like this? The glucosamine chondroitin MSM combination, 120 or 240 capsule size, from Doctor's Best, now on sale at Wilner Chemist at one half price.
And now, a health tip from Nature's Answer with Ellen Kamai, the natural nurse.
Stressed out? Tired? Fatigued? Discover the Swiss secret. BioStrath, the best-selling supplement in Europe. BioStrath is an 100% natural whole food tonic, backed by science, supported by clinical evidence. BioStrath increases energy and endurance, strengthens memory and concentration, and supports healthy immune function. Put a healthy balance back into your step with BioStrath. It's all your body needs.
Look for the Platinum Label from Nature's Answer, the liquid professionals for over 30 years, at fine health food stores or visit naturesanswer.com.
Welcome back to the Wellness Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gitonger here along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell. And, you know, we promised to answer some questions about green tea extracts and give some recommendations on buying green tea concentrates. The question posed before the break was, how can the ratio of EGCG be so different in different liquid green tea extracts? What do you think, Don?
Well, the answer is they can't be. The more that the ratio deviates from what is normally found in green tea, the more the product has to have been in some way manipulated. Well, manipulated in what way? Well, of course, I can only speculate, but here are some possibilities. One possibility is that in order to get the highest possible level of EGCG, pure EGCG might be added to the product, perhaps a synthetic EGCG. Another possibility is that a more complex extraction process is used. In other words, maybe rather than just extracting the green tea with hot water, maybe they use alcohol or hexane or some other of the organic solvents that are available. Maybe in addition to that, they selectively remove certain naturally occurring compounds after the extraction.
Well, is this a good thing or a bad thing? It depends. If you're convinced that the most important thing, what you're really looking for, is the highest amount of EGCG, then one of those products with the highest levels of EGCG, regardless of how they got it, is what you want. If, on the other hand, you believe in a more holistic approach and believe that the value and benefit of green tea is more likely due to the synergistic action of not only EGCG, but also of the other related catechins and flavanols that occur naturally in the tea leaf, then you might prefer to use the less potent product.
Well, ironically, when you go into a health food store, some of the products that, as Don and Arnie just pointed out, are the most manipulated and least holistically natural are the very same ones that are more heavily couched in the health food store marketing buzzwords of organic, freshly harvested, hand-picked, ancient traditional messages, etc. So what difference does it make if the original leaves were organic, freshly harvested, hand-picked, etc., if the final product has been so heavily processed and altered that it no longer resembles the starting material?
Okay, so before we move on to capsules, let's summarize. We are suggesting that you identify what it is you're looking for. If you want an EGCG supplement, that's one thing, and you can buy that. But if you want a green tea supplement or concentrated source of green tea, well, that's another thing, and you should read the label carefully to determine just what you're getting. In doing so, don't be misled by the marketing buzzwords. Look for the ratio of EGCG to total polyphenols. 30% EGCG of total polyphenols is much closer to normal than 55%. An example of this type of liquid green tea that seems more normal to us is one made by Nature's Answer. It's called Super Green Tea.
Now, much of what we just said about liquid green tea supplements pertains to capsules as well. In looking at the various capsule products, I find that they fall broadly into two categories, somewhat like the liquids do, those that are closer to the natural composition of green tea and those that are less like natural green tea and more like an EGCG supplement.
Well, before you get the capsules done, what about comparing these various green tea supplements to a cup of real green tea itself? is a dropper full of liquid green tea equivalent to a cup of tea brewed from a tea bag?
Okay, that's a good question. Unfortunately, it's not an easily answered question for several reasons. So one being just what we have been talking about. In other words, the difference between a green tea concentrate and an EGCG isolate. But in general, a dose of the liquid products, especially a product like the super green tea from Nature's Answer, will give you about double the amount of polyphenol that you would obtain from a normal cup of tea, and yet it is still sort of like a cup of tea. One problem in trying to make sense of the way the products are labeled, one problem is trying to make sense of the way the products are labeled. For some reason, most are labeled with the percentages. In other words, when you look on the label, a liquid green tea product will say something like 95% polyphenols, 55% EGCG. Now, I'm sure this can be confusing to many of you out there. You probably think this means it contains 95% polyphenols or 55% EGCG, but that's not the case. You have to look a little bit more closely. If you do, what you will note is that what it really says, even though it might not be too obvious, is that there is 100 milligrams of green tea extract in 1 mil or 30 drops of a liquid product. This 100 milligrams of extract is what contains the percentages of EGCG that they're actually talking about, not the total liquid in the bottle. And even this can be confusing because we're not sure if they are saying that 95% of the 100 milligrams of extract is polyphenols and 55% of those polyphenols is EGCG, or if they're saying that 55% of the 100 milligrams is EGCG. I strongly suspect it's the former.
Okay, Don, you know what? We need to pause for a short break, including a check on traffic. You're listening to the Wilner Window, and we'll be back after these messages.
Now, a word about silicon, a mineral known to be essential for the normal growth and structural integrity of connective tissue and bone. Recent research has shown positive correlation between dietary silicon intake and bone mineral density of the hip in men and premenopausal women. Dietary silicates undergo hydrolysis, forming orthosilicic acid, which is then readily absorbed in the gastrointestinal tract. BioSil, the supplement you have heard us talk about from Jarrow Formulas, is a special choline-stabilized form of orthosilicic acid, which has been found to be highly bioavailable. A recent study presented at the American Society for Bone and Mineral Research studied the effect of BioSil on bone loss in aged, overreactivized rats. The results show that BioSil significantly reduces bone loss, confirming the earlier studies in animals and humans. BioSil, from Jarrow Formulas, proven support for bone health.
Now let's go to Bill Gordon for the traffic.
Starting at the Triborough Bridge, Queensbound traffic, and we had a disabled vehicle mid-span that's been cleared to Lake. Queens Midtown Tunnel on the outbound side, road construction tube, and that'll be in place until 6 p.m. On LIE, slow traffic from Little Neck Parkway to New Hyde Park. Inbound Holland Tunnel over a 25-minute approach, 20 minutes off the 1-9 approach. Inbound the late 30-minute wait, and at the George Washington Bridge, significant easing down to Mine and the lower deck. In New Jersey, South Lake, Western Spur at Interchange 15W, watch out for construction. Then farther south at Exit 8, watch out for an accident blocking two lanes. This report brought to you by Wartner. In Edison, wart hardly, wart spread, treat them fast. Wartner freezes warts in a single treatment. Outdated treatments take up to 12 weeks. Nothing or more effectively than Wartner. I'm Bill Gordon for WOR.
Are you looking for a place to go to get answers to your questions about nutritional supplements? Reference articles, reprints, radio program excerpts, a link to health notes, a way to search through all of this information easily. If you want to listen to previous Wilner Window radio shows, hear some of our past interviews over again. If you want to find product information, to search for products by name, use, manufacturer, or generic name. Do you want to see a full listing of products that are on sale, and would you like to purchase these products easily and securely at your convenience? Well, it used to be that you could do all that by visiting either of the two Wilner Chemist stores. But now you can do it another way, by logging on to the new improved Wilner Chemist website at www.wilner.com, and Wilner is two L's. It's all there, easy to use, informative, safe, and convenient. The new Wilner Chemist website, www.wilner.com. Do you have problems with your vision? Are you concerned about your eyes, cataracts, macular degeneration, glaucoma, difficulty seeing clearly at night, or in dim lighting? Well, research has shown that various nutrients can support eye health and visual function, and one of our favorite products for this is Ginkgold Eyes by Nature's Way. Ginkgold Eyes contains 20 milligrams of lutein and 1 milligram of zeaxanthin from marigold extract. Everyone knows how important these carotenoids are to the eyes, but that's not all. Ginkgold Eyes also contains bilberry extract and Nature's Way patented ginkgo biloba extract. Ginkgold Eyes, a perfect vision function supplement, especially for those already taking regular multivitamin and antioxidant supplements. Ginkgold Eyes from Nature's Way. Wilner Chemist carries the entire line of Nature's Way herbal and vitamin supplements, always at discount prices.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplements professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. This is Arnie Gitomer along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell. And before we get to the phones, I just want to tell you about the new sale in effect at Wilner Chemists. We have the entire lines of Nature's Way herbal and vitamin supplements, along with Twin Labs, Nature's Herbs, and Alveda Teas, all on sale at 30% off list price. And we also have the 224-page spring edition of the Wilner Chemist Reference Catalog available. It's filled with health information and product data. If you don't have a copy, just call 1-800-633-1106. Choose option number 3. Leave your name and address. Once again, 1-800-633-1106, option number 3. Or you can, of course, request a copy by visiting our new website at www.wilner.com.
And, of course, you can even pick one up at either of our two stores in Manhattan. Our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. And our downtown store is at 253 Broadway, right near the corner of Murray Street near City Hall. Wilner Chemist, your nutritional supplement professionals. Okay, Arnie, I'll finish up where I was, and then we can wrap up our discussion of green tea and start taking phone calls. Okay. Maybe we should give the number.
Good idea. 1-800-321-0710.
Okay. I was just pointing out how to properly read the labels of these green tea products, and this is important because it can be a little bit difficult to tell exactly what you're getting. This is one reason we're going into this much detail, and this is also a reason why you have to be careful ordering green tea products without being able to actually look at the label. Just to wrap it up, for purposes of comparison, the particular product that I was talking about, if you believed what it says on the label, would actually contain 52 milligrams of EGCG. That would be 100 milligrams times 95% times 55%.
Now, as you might expect, if you want higher potency, the capsule or powder is the way to go. That would make sense, wouldn't it? As you don't have to take up room with the liquid. Well, as we indicated before, there are two groups of products that seem to be most popular. One group provides about 70 milligrams of EGCG per 500 milligram capsule, and the other group provides 350 of EGCG per capsule. In each case, note that you get more EGCG per dose than you do in even the most potent liquid product. With the liquids, you get from 27 to 52 milligrams of EGCG per dose compared to 70 to 350 milligrams per dose in the capsule. So if the highest possible EGCG is what you want, then that's another reason to go with a capsule product.
But is that really what you want? EGCG is only one of many catechins in green tea. In its natural form, three-quarters of the polyphenols in green tea are catechins, and EGCG comprises only about 15% of those catechins. So about 35% of the other polyphenols in green tea are related to EGCG, but they aren't EGCG. Are they important as well? And only about 25% of the solids remaining in a cup of brewed tea are polyphenols. So the point is there's a lot of other stuff in the green tea as well as EGCG. My concern is this. In our effort to come up with the highest possible content of EGCG, are we perhaps eliminating too many other natural components of the green tea, components that we may discover are just as important, if not more important, than EGCG?
And we don't want to make the same mistake that perhaps was made with soy. Don't forget, many, if not most, of the studies showing the health benefits of green tea are based on populations that drink green tea, not EGCG isolates. And many of the studies on green tea supplements use dried whole leaf in capsule form, not liquid extracts. And what Don is pointing out is that when you manipulate the contents of green tea to such an extent that what you have no longer bears any resemblance to the original material, you may no longer really have green tea.
From a natural, holistic standpoint, Arnie, I prefer a product that is concentrated but still has most of the original components in the same ratios that they were in the natural product.
It makes sense to me, and I wholeheartedly agree with you. And if you recall, we said there were two groups of green tea capsules, those that had 70 milligrams of EGCG per capsule and those that had 350 milligrams per capsule. For the reasons that Don just explained, we tend to prefer the 70 milligram type. Here are two examples. Jarrow Formulas has a green tea 500 milligram 5-to-1 water extract that comes as a capsule and as a powder. Da Vinci Labs has a similar product called Green Tea Extract. We like both these products, especially for general use in weight loss. But Da Vinci also has another product called Green Tea 70. This is the higher potency of EGCG, 70%, which provides the 350 milligram per capsule we were talking about. This would be similar to Dr. Hoffman's product, EGCG Ultra 70%, which we carry as well.
Now, deciding which to use is up to you. There's no one answer. You might say that the higher potency of EGCG products could be considered more therapeutic. In other words, something you would take if you were at high risk of breast cancer, for example, or if you were using it to treat a health problem. On the other hand, I might suggest that just taking larger dosages of the 70 milligram capsules would perhaps accomplish the same thing.
Okay, so you go with the liquids or the capsules. To a large extent, it's a matter of personal choice. We do prefer the more holistic forms, however, those that more resemble a green tea concentrate rather than an EGCG isolate. Some examples, again, would be Nature's Answer Super Green Tea Liquid, Jarrow Formulas Green Tea 5-to-1, capsules or powder, and Da Vinci Labs Green Tea Extract.
And finally, if there's anything else that you can take away from this discussion, it's don't be misled by the marketing buzzwords. Look at the ingredients. And one more thing. Another buzzword, so to speak, commonly used by those selling liquids is that they are better or faster absorbed. Even if true, this is of limited significance for most types of products. The green tea, the dry products, work fine. In fact, one small study by researchers at the University of California, Los Angeles, determined that tea polyphenols are more bioavailable when delivered in a capsulated extract than when they are taken actually as a beverage.
Well, how about that? Okay, well, we finished our green tea discussion, and we are opening up the phone lines. The number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. And let's say hello to Peter from Providence, Rhode Island.
I've been listening. It sounds pretty interesting. My mother's on a nicotine patch, and I was wondering if she's okay to take it, and also on a couple of Prevacid and something else for a healing ulcer. And she's doing pretty good. Can she take green tea with caffeine in it, something that has caffeine in it? Don't do answer.
Okay, so you're concerned about the caffeine content because your mother is taking Prevacid, and she was also taking, what was the first thing you said?
Nicotine patch,
right. What do you think, Richard?
Well, I think caffeine does tend to stimulate stomach acid some, and so that might not be ideal, although I think if the crevice is doing its job, probably it won't make a big difference. But in theory, it might be a problem, and then you might be interested in the decaffeinated varieties.
Hey, Don, what about those decaffeinated green teas?
I was hoping somebody would ask about that. You can get green tea as a decaffeinated version, but here's what you should be aware of. Number one, there is only a small amount of caffeine in green tea naturally. It gets, due to the fermentation process and so forth, much of what was in there initially gets sort of complex and removed. There's a much smaller amount of green tea, of caffeine that naturally occurs in green tea compared, for example, to coffee. If that small amount of caffeine is still a problem, some companies claim to have removed it. The question there, once again, is, well, how do they remove the caffeine? You are looking once more at a product that is manipulated again in some way. So to me, you should think twice before when you make that decision. Don't just automatically assume that a decaffeinated green tea, whether liquid or capsules, whatever, is no different than the other. They have to be doing one more thing to it, to use a technical term, one more thing to it, to remove that caffeine. And unless it's really important to you that even a small amount of caffeine be removed, I would stick with the regular green tea.
Okay, Peter, thanks so much for that call. And next, let's say hello to Jean from Queens. Hello, Jean.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm interested in the red yeast rice, and I want to know how it interferes with my high blood pressure, Atenol or Synthroid, for the other thing that you use Synthroid for.
Yeah, it shouldn't interfere at all.
Shouldn't, and how much should you take of it a day? The capsules are 600 milligrams.
Yeah, it's 600 milligrams, and you might want to take anywhere from 1 to 3 a day.
And I have one more question, if you don't mind answering. I understand that cinnamon lowers your blood pressure, your blood sugar. How about if you already have low blood sugar? What does it do to you?
We're talking about cinnamon in therapeutic doses.
Oh, I see.
You know, if you're just taking cinnamon on as a spice, like, and you don't need to be...
Like a teaspoonful of it a day, like.
Why would you do that?
Well, it's supposed to equalize your blood, I think, but I don't know if it lowers your blood.
Yeah, I wouldn't... I don't know that I would want to take a teaspoonful of cinnamon a day, if you were having a blood sugar problem. But if your blood sugar is under control or it's on the low side, I don't know that that's a very good idea.
All right.
Well, the study show is that cinnamon, in the levels of 1 gram to 6 grams, which I guess is probably somewhere around a teaspoon, will lower blood sugar and cholesterol in people with diabetes. Nobody's really studied it in the reactive hypoglycemic kind of person. Usually, most things that are good for you are good for hypoglycemia. There are other ways to deal with hypoglycemia, like eating more frequently, dealing with stress, or even taking a teaspoon of olive oil with your meal to slow the stomach's emptying so that the carbs go through less quickly.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Podell. And thanks for that call, Jean. And guess what? Time for another short break. You folks are listening to The Wilner Window here on WOR. And our phone number, 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call. We love hearing from you. This is Arnie Gutomer.
This is Don Goldberg.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
And we'll all be back in just a moment. But first, we shouldn't have to tell you about Ester C. You already know that if you want the type of vitamin C that's easy to absorb, easy to utilize, and easy on the stomach, Ester C is the way to go. And what company is known as your best source of Ester C? Natrol. Natrol offers you Ester C in just about any form or potency you could ask for. Tablets or capsules, alone or with bioflavonoids, chewables, soft gels, liquids, with antioxidants, technogenol, echinacea, whatever. It's effervescent if you want it that way. Natrol has it all. Ester C for when you want vitamin C that's most effective and naturally buffered. Esther C. from Natrol, and here's some good news. Well, the juice, we did have it on sale, but I don't think it's on sale right
well,
now.
Well, Monday morning it'll be on sale in the store.
Okay.
But as soon as we adjust the computer. So folks, don't call up at 9:01 Monday morning. Give us until 9:03 or 9:04 or something, okay?
Right.
And then the website, it'll take a little bit longer to get the Esther C. pricing on the website. So give us a day or two for that.
Okay.
American Health has a multiple vitamin supplement that contains more than just vitamins and minerals. It also contains lipotropic and enzyme factors. It contains whole food concentrates rich in active phytonutrients. It has herbs, amino acids, antioxidants, and trace minerals. And it is specifically formulated so that it releases all of these nutrients in two stages, some right away and some later. So this product from American Health is really more than a multiple. Sure, it has all of the vitamins and minerals, but there is so much more. Antioxidants, phytonutrients, enzymes, herbs, and energy-rich whole food concentrates. So, as I said, it's really more than a multiple. In fact, that's what American Health decided to call it, more than a multiple, and you can understand why. More than a multiple from American Health is now available from Wilner Chemists, regular and iron-free, at 20% off this price.
If you're looking for information on nutritional supplements, how to choose those that are right for you, and how to properly use them, the new book, The Best Supplements for Your Health, is just what you need. Written by Don Goldberg, Arnie Gitomer, and Dr. Robert Abel, The Best Supplements for Your Health provides over 400 pages of factual and helpful information on supplements, including over 300 pages of product-specific recommendations. Whatever your health problem, prevention or treatment, heart disease, diabetes, arthritis, or weight control, this book is for you. Unfortunately, there is a lot of misinformation out there. With this book, you will find out what doesn't work as well as what does, in Don and Arnie's well-known tell-it-like-it-is, no-holds-barred style. You can learn more about the book visiting the website at www.bestsupplementsforyourhealth.com. It's available at all major book outlets, including Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and, of course, at Wilner Chemists. The Best Supplements for Your Health, a Twin Streams book from Kensington Publishing. And what better gift could you find for those that are important to you? Now on sale at 30% off. The Best Supplements for Your Health is the perfect holiday present. Only $11.20 a copy at Wilner Chemists and Amazon.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. This is Arnie Gitomer along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Prodell. And before we get back to the phones, I want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by Natrol. Natrol brings you to my favorite multi-collection of multivitamin supplements. And before we get back to the phones, I also want to let you know that tomorrow is a special day for the Goldberg family. Their oldest son, Joshua, is graduating from Lehigh University. So congratulations to Joshua, Don, Helen, and Jordan, too.
Well, you know, for those listeners who are long-time listeners, and I know that there are some of you out there because we get comments still in the store about the old commercials we used to run, where I had my two boys doing the commercials. That, when you stop and think about that, then what Arnie just said really kind of hits you hard, you know? That little high-pitched, one of those little high-pitched voices that used to run the commercials is now graduating with a degree in molecular biology. Anyway.
What did they show you? How about that, huh?
Yep.
Okay, let's say hello to Linda from Queens.
Hi.
Hi, Linda.
I want to ask you about a heart murmur that was diagnosed, but doctor said it's nothing, not important, had an ultrasound. Does Coenzyme Q10 have any influence, good or bad, on Kentucky, or would it make any difference? Does it matter? I don't know what you think of a heart murmur.
Well, first of all, is it significant or not? The doctor said it was not significant, therefore, I suppose, don't worry. Did the doctor say that when you go to the dentist, you ought to be taking antibiotics?
No.
Because, again, a significant murmur, you would do things like that, because with significant murmurs, you get heart valve infections and so on. So it's probably okay and nothing. And if you're in doubt, ask the doctor again, maybe get a cardiology consultation and so on. Coenzyme Q has no effect on murmurs per se. Coenzyme Q probably helps the energy metabolism of the heart. So if the heart were in failure, congestive heart failure, let's say, Coenzyme Q might be appropriate. But simply to have a murmur that is of any consequential murmur, there's no particular reason to take Coenzyme Q for that purpose.
But it's good to take in general.
It's generally a good thing, yeah. But you know, the only proven uses, or even fairly proven uses, are when hearts are sick, or when certain muscle diseases. A lot of people take it routinely, and I think that's probably a reasonable thing, but there's no data that's tested its use for just routine use.
Well, they have some information that came out about anti-cancer.
Oh, yeah, that's a positive thing.
Most of that data was with ladies with advanced breast cancer. I don't know anyone's done a study showing it prevents cancer.
If you did have it in the past, is it a good thing to take?
I like it in general. I'm just saying that the data isn't there to prove that you need it, but it's certainly a reasonable thing to take.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks for that call, Linda. And the number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. And let's say hello to Jane from Morristown, New Jersey.
Thank you, gentlemen, for taking my call. My call relates to I have normal blood pressure. Let me start out. I'm in my mid-50s. I have normal blood pressure, but my heart rate is very high. It's normally about 85 or 90. I take CoQ10. I take omega-3s. I take 800 milligrams of magnesium, and I also take taurine.
What do you think, Dr. Podell?
What's the question?
About the heart rate being 85 to 90.
Well, is this when you're lying in bed before you get up?
No.
It's when you're walking around?
Yeah, when I'm walking around. Or I've never taken it first thing in the morning. I am overweight, though. I'm about 40 pounds overweight.
Okay. There are any number of things that may or may not be of any consequence, but if your heart rate were that way when you're lying in bed before you get up, that would be a more significant thing. You think of are severe anemia, overactive thyroid, taking Sudafed, taking too much green tea, etc. That last one's a joke. Caffeine and so forth. If you're active and moving around and too heavy, this may be a sign of being too heavy. But basically, any illness can speed up the heart rate. Whether an 85 for you in whatever you're doing is inappropriate or not really has to be looked at by the doctor. Do you have emphysema? There's just many, many possibilities. On the other hand, it may be simply that losing weight would take care of it.
Thank you.
Okay, Jane, thanks for that call. And next is Dorothy from Stratford, Connecticut.
Thank you for taking my call. What I'm concerned about is I've been having some trouble with depression, and I just wondered, I've been trying to get some information on Sammy, and I'm getting the neck out. Is that something wrong?
No, that's just the way things are.
Oh, okay. Anyway, I went to
the... We're in the canyons of Wall Street now.
Oh, okay.
There's a lot of echoes.
Okay. I got a little information at the library, but then I went to the health food store, and I purchased a bottle. I haven't used it yet because the fellow there couldn't give me too much information, didn't seem to know too much about it. And so I have several questions, and I was just hoping, maybe you could answer me.
Okay.
First of all, I need to know, I believe you take this on an empty stomach, and then you would take the regular vitamins maybe 20 minutes or so later. And then I think you need to take B6, B12, and folic acid. Now, I do take some of that. I was going to ask you if what amount I take would be enough. What I want to do is take a 200 milligram. I don't want to go too high because I just wanted to see if I was going to have any reaction. And, I was going to ask you about that.
The answer is yes.
Okay. All right. If I was taking a 200 milligram thing,
Sammy,
how much of the B6, the B12, and folic acid would I need?
Okay. You're asking the wrong question.
Right.
Because you're not getting to the level of Sammy that you need.
200 wouldn't do it?
No. 200 is a dose that you take at one point. But if you want it to have an effect, you're going to need to take probably about 800 milligrams a day if you're looking for the antidepressant effect. If you're looking for the anti-arthritic effect, you probably would need to do twice that level.
No kidding.
Now, there's no exact amount of B6, B12, folic acid to take, and those are, you're taking those to sort of counteract the possibility that SAMe might increase your homocysteine level. So just taking a B6, an anti-homocysteine formula from any one of the companies would do well. You don't need to be exact in that
right, or any of the D25, B50 type, multi-D complexes, and many of your vitamins. It's not a crucial issue, at least not initially, when you're first starting. SAMe is taken on empty stomach simply because it's absorbed somewhat better. You could take it with fat or carbs, it probably wouldn't affect it, but other protein, amino acids might affect it. The studies in Europe, all were done with depression. The good double-blind studies were done between 800 and 1,600 milligrams doses. Many people will respond to lower doses. I've seen people improve at 400, even occasionally at 200. But 200 is a very low dose. And even though a lot of the labels, I think, will say, go up to 400 or something, the research seems to justify 800.
Okay.
Troubled me a little bit because one of the things at the library on the internet mentioned, sometimes people could have a manic problem with that.
That's a good point. Any good antidepressant will, if you are a bipolar person and don't realize it, but if you have a tendency toward manic, can flip a person from depression to manic. SAMe is not unique in that. All the antidepressants, Prozac and so on, all can do that. That's another reason why we know that SAMe's probably effective, because it has that as a side effect. So bottom line is, if you are simply a down unipolar depression, SAMe will work well. If you're bipolar, you need to be under medical supervision.
Okay, Dorothy, thanks so much for that call. And this portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by Natrol. Natrol, the makers of My Defense, the immune support formula endorsed by Magic Johnson. Well, I just want to remind you folks that this is a two-hour show. So those of you who are on the phones, stay right there. And we, of course, will be back at about 6.5 minutes after 3 o'clock. This is Arne Gitomer along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell. You're listening to The Wilner Window, and hope you'll be back for the second hour.
Time to draw the curtains on this portion of the Wilner Window. Stay tuned for the second hour, coming up right after the break for the news. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy.